Up next on American Restoration.
Oh man, look at that thing.
It's a rocking horse. I really want to restore it. And I was thinking something along the lines of Trigger.
Oh yeah,
from Roy Rogers.
That's awesome.
Holy smokes. This is like the pedal car graveyard. Brantley and I just found this amazing collection of pedal cars for sale.
$5,000 for all of it.
I would be more right around $4,000.
No.
One way or another, I'm gonna make this deal happen.
Oh wow, check this out.
Well, that looks like a Cushman.
Look at this.
Oh man, just have somebody drive me around.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His works in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story. And this is ours, American Restoration. From time to time around the shop, we get deliveries of really big items just wrapped up in a tarp.
Just took it off the truck, what do you want?
I'm always dying to rip that cover off and see what's underneath.
It's like unwrapping a present.
Oh, wow, check this out. It's bad. This thing is awesome.
Wow. What is it?
Well, that looks like a Cushman. You know what a Cushman is, right?
No.
This company actually started with two cousins in like the early 1900s, and then they started making these little motorcycles. And it was usually a utility bike. And then they got these contracts with the government. They sent thousands and thousands over in World War II. Cushman scooters were so popular with the U.S. military during World War II because they were so efficient and reliable. They even made a special version for the Army Airborne Troops that was dropped in by parachute on D-Day. But by the looks of it, this is definitely not your typical Cushman scooter. I mean, I've seen Cushmans before. It sort of looks like it might be a Cushman, but at the same time, it looks like there's a lot of homemade parts on it. Somebody's dolled it up, so I can see they got an electric box on there.
I guarantee it didn't have that before. This tailpipe, this is actually a piece of the top of a fence post that they've, you know, engineered on here. And quite honestly, it's killer. And I think somebody made this. See how this got pop rivets in it? Yeah.
Those look too new.
But it's cool. This is pretty small. It's probably made for a kid or something. I could totally fit in it.
Look at this. I'd be bone.
Yeah, that's plenty of room. What would it cost to get this whole thing restored?
A project like this is probably going to cost us right around $7,500.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to go give him a call. Don't let anybody touch it until I get back, all right?
All right.
Nana, you stay here.
Oh, man, I was hoping she'd come. Earlier, I got a lead on a lady that has a bunch of different pedal cars for sale. So we're on our way to check it out. She's got stuff everywhere. Look at this.
No way. That's nice.
Hey, how are you going?
Good to see you
again.
How's it going, Brantley?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
There's lots of pedal cars to look at. I've got some great ones out back to show you.
Perfect, perfect. There's a lot of cool, wild, unusual stuff. This is going to be good.
Oh, which step? Are you kidding me? This place is wicked.
When I walked in, it was like pedal car heaven. I mean, they were up on the shelves. There was stuff in cases.
I mean, look at this. This is like the big boy toy pedal car.
That's got to fit probably four kids in it, man. That's pretty sweet. I've seen pedal cars before, but this lady has a ton of them.
I mean, look at the boat one, too. I love that. I need to find one with a sidecar so me and Nana could roll around.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be so awesome.
If she has that much good stuff in this little space, I can't wait to see what she has outside.
Oh my gosh.
Holy smokes, dude. This is like the pedal car graveyard.
It's got some good styles in there. The Bantam tractor.
Got a Bantam tractor.
These look like, like alien pedal cars.
Yeah, they're the X15s. This is a gold mine. I know Rick can make these look incredible and they'll sell like hotcakes. Holy crap.
Well, it's just a bigger pedal car.
Let's see if we can get this thing up. Are you kidding me? I have never, ever seen a pedal car like this. We turn and we see, like, the ultimate pedal car. This thing is, like, the king of pedal cars. Dude, this thing is sweet.
Yeah, but this thing's tore up, too.
Oh, that's all right, man. This is a must.
Yeah?
This is definitely something we gotta ask about.
All right.
Find out what the deal is with it.
Yeah.
I think Rick's finally gonna give me the credit I deserve.
How's it going? What do you got?
I got a challenge for you, Rick.
Come over here. Let's get by. There's a table right over here. It's always funny when a customer comes into the shop and tells me they got a challenge for me. Because believe me, they're all a challenge. I'm excited. I'm usually the one unveiling this stuff, you know?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Oh, man, look at that thing. That is cool.
This is all wood. It's a rocking horse that was made for me when I was 2 years old. And I want to try to pass it down to my kids.
Oh, that's cool. So this is all handmade.
This was all handmade.
Who made it for you?
And this was made by a gentleman where I used to live in California called Doc Miller. And him and his wife didn't have any children, so he just kind of adopted the kids in the neighborhood and made things for them.
This kind of stuff doesn't come into the shop very often. No. You know, I get a lot of metal stuff, a lot of coin-op stuff. Very seldom do I get something actually handmade. Making a one-of-a-kind piece like this takes an awful lot of time and skill. So a whole lot of love went into this rocking horse.
I've got some photos.
Wow. That is cool. And you got that for your birthday at 2?
At 2.
That was a big deal, I bet.
There's me at 2.
That's awesome. I mean, that's incredible that you actually still have the pictures and you still have the horse. I mean, that's
right.
I mean, that was something that really meant a lot to you.
It did.
Yeah. It's amazing. I saw that it had some ears, some kind of leather ears on it.
Leather
pictures.
Ears.
And it was so real, it was so lifelike.
And he actually used horse hair for the tail. Father-in-law painted over the original colors.
Right.
But
he painted over it?
Over the original colors.
Then we might find it as we go.
You might.
Yeah.
I was thinking if maybe something along the lines of Trigger.
Oh, yeah.
From Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers.
Right.
Roy Rogers and his trusty horse Trigger were big stars from the 30s all the way into the 50s. And generations of kids followed their adventures on TV. And Trigger was sort of a chestnut color, right? But then right in here was a little white. And then the tail was the same color. It was more of a white, too. We'll keep the Trigger theme with the paint job on it and the design of the horse, period.
It sounds great to me, but what are we talking?
Everything there, I'm looking at $2,500 to do the whole horse.
Let's do it.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks. Thank you very much. Let's go inside
the
office. We'll take care of some paperwork, and we'll get that started.
All right.
Okay.
This horse is 63 years old. I'm just hoping we can get it back together again.
Brantley and I just found this amazing collection of pedal cars for sale. If I can buy all of them and at the right price, I'll be the man. Do you know much about this one?
That's called the Austin J40. They had battery-operated horns and lights, and they could be motorized.
We love this one. This car right here, we love it. All right, so now tell me how you work it. Do you do just individual sales? Will you do all of these as a package for us?
So for this one alone, $1,500. Everything there, $5,000 for all of it. It's just over $200 a piece.
I would be right around probably $125 a piece. Is right.
There's
about
some
where
I could let
at.
Go for that, but you're not going to get the cream of the crop.
I would want them all. I mean, bottom line, I'd want them all. So I would definitely have to call Rick. Okay, make sure that it's all right.
You guys make your call. You know where to find me when you're ready.
On a package deal like this, especially for pedal cars, which I don't normally buy a bunch of, I gotta call Rick so I don't make a mistake with money.
Hello, this is Rick.
Hey, I got good news. She's got a lot of pedal cars up here. I mean, a ton of them.
Okay.
All right, so here's the deal. I counted 22 cars. She'll let us have that whole package for $5,000. Then she's got another really, really unusual pedal car, Austin J40.
Yeah, that's a real old model, and if they're complete and everything, they're worth quite a bit of money.
Okay.
I don't know. Can we sell those?
I knew you were going to ask me that. No, I would have to go to work without a doubt.
Okay, well, here's the deal. You need to make sure that we got some sales for sure before we buy that package.
All right, brother. Thanks, man.
Later.
Bye.
All right.
Before I close this deal with Glenna, Rick wants to make sure that I have some buyers lined up so I don't waste his money. Here's the deal. Would it be okay if I took a day, maybe two, to do some research, then give you a shout back?
Sounds
that
good.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. So I'm going to go back, try to line up some buyers, and come back and close the deal with Glenna.
We're restoring a Cushman scooter that a customer sent to us, and I just got off the phone with the owner.
All right.
He wants us
All right.
to trick this bike out, but he also wants to know exactly what this thing is. So I've asked my friend Danny, the best bike guy I know, to come in and see if he can figure out what's what.
Hey, how you been, buddy? Good to see you.
I'm Rick.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I specialize in hot rods and motorcycles and basically anything with an engine. And Rick had a question about this scooter.
Here it is. Look at this thing.
Wow. All right. We got pieces. I thought I was coming down to look at a scooter, but there were parts just all over the room. So you kind of got to puzzle it together in your head. So it's probably a 721.
Okay.
They made the 721 from 1958 to 1964.
Okay.
So it's got to be
in that era.
Late 50s, early 60s. Absolutely.
This guy must have had a couple of these.
Okay.
And he one day said, hey, I'm going to rob this part off here, rob this part off here. This fits, you know, different years. He just sort of mixed stuff together.
Sure.
He has different fenders. I don't know if they're off of, you know, Cushman.
That's original. That's original.
Okay, and then this fender.
And that fender and this piece down here is.
Okay, this is actually a side fender. I mean, it was on the side of that sidecar. I know that for sure was handmade, right?
I do believe that you're right. This gentleman must have made this.
Yeah, it was totally, it was cool. Handmade. It's very cool.
It's great.
The guy went all out.
I like the fact that he's not restoring it 100% original, because I'm a custom guy. I love to customize things. And I like the fact that Rick has taken this and he's adding a little flavor to it. I can't wait to see this thing when it's done. It's going to be beautiful. Typical Rick Dale.
We're restoring an old, one-of-a-kind rocking horse.
There's a lot of stuff we can't do to this wooden horse at the shop, so I came down to Doc's Saddlery to try to get a saddle, a mane, and a tail made for it. We had a customer bring this in, and they want something like this for the saddle, and then the tail and the mane, but he wants it to look like Trigger. What was that from, do you know?
Roy Rogers.
The customer was really adamant about the horse looking like Trigger, so I came here to pretty much ask Doc what Trigger looks like, because I don't know.
Roy Rogers was a king of the cowboys, so way before your time.
I know, right?
Trigger is a palomino, so this would be all yellow.
Okay, this is nice.
And then the saddle would be brown.
Yeah, that'd look good. And then what about cost? I mean, it's a small saddle.
Yeah, a good real saddle is going to be about $3,500.
Holy.
But this is a lot different for rocking horse than a real horse.
Yeah.
With the horse hair, the saddle, and all the appointments, you're probably going to be looking somewhere around $200.
All right, well, I'm glad this is a $200 saddle. Thanks a lot,
Doc. All right, buddy.
Yeah, cool. This will definitely look good.
Thank you.
Yeah?
You have a good day now.
You too.
I have restored several small rocking horses, and it'll be a fun thing for everybody.
Okay, I'll fire over the pictures, and for all I know, you know, something will spark your interest.
Pedal cars are extremely collectible. The trouble is finding the right buyer that's willing to buck up. I've been calling around to potential customers trying to get some sales, and it's been a real challenge.
What are you working on?
Pedal cars, man. Pedal cars, all right?
Uh-huh.
And I definitely got a nibble on one, all right?
Yeah, you know, I don't want 20 pedal cars just sitting in here that we purchased and we're waiting to get paid for. Do not purchase them until you make those sales.
Dude, I don't want to lose these, though. I mean, this is a great deal.
I know, but you got to push that sale.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
We've been restoring a wooden rocking horse for a customer, and I can't wait for him to see how it came out. Just looking at it makes me want to sing Happy Trails, so I think we nailed it.
You got something for me?
Yeah, you're excited. You're here for the horse.
I'm ready.
Yeah?
I'm waiting to see this thing.
All right, come on over here.
Okay. This horse was made for me in 1948, and it's a one of a kind. I know my horse was in pretty bad shape, and I'm really excited to see what he's done with it.
All right, here it is. You ready?
Oh, I'm ready, Rick.
All right. I want you to remember it as a kid where you're sitting in front of the TV and you're riding it, you know? So I want you to remember way back then, way back.
Okay,
all the way back to 2 years old.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps already.
All right, one, two, three.
Oh, my God. Holy cow.
What do you think?
Oh, that is awesome. I was just blown away. I could not believe he managed to get that thing to looking like it used to. It brings back the days of that old black and white television, Roy Rogers, the Lone Ranger, Gene Autry shows, sitting there and riding.
Yeah.
It just makes me wish that I was about this high again so I could get on here and just take off into the sunset. How did you get all those cracks filled in and everything?
Yeah, well, what happened was we sanded it all down, and then we put wood filler in there. Mm-hmm. We stuffed it, you know, really deep inside there and made sure that it cured, sanded it quite a few more times, and then we shot like five coats of color on there, and then we put about five coats of clear on there over top of everything. Yeah, there's a lot of work done on that in order to get that looking like that.
Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I think Roy Rogers would even like this horse.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, and the tail hair is pretty cool. I mean, that's real hair.
That's awesome.
As Trigger's hair.
Right.
One of the things that I think is really extraordinary on this piece was this saddle. I was expecting nothing like this when I got it back. Tyler went and he found somebody that does leather upholstery named Doc also. The guy went all out on this saddle. I mean, he actually did a stirrup on there. Look at the studs coming around it and all the studs. I mean, the guy did a phenomenal job.
I can tell that this is really some serious artisanship work that's been put into this.
Yeah.
With the leather work, the saddle, the reins, it looks just exactly like Trigger to me. It just blows me completely away.
So, what do you think? You like it?
Oh, Rick, this is just beyond anything I expected. I know my daughter's gonna be thrilled with it, and the grandkids are gonna have a great time riding this thing.
Yeah. Having an opportunity to work on something that somebody only made one of, it was a huge deal for us, an honor anyways. And then to bring it back to life and then show it to you was very cool. Thank you for bringing it in. Thanks. Okay. Everything worked out good then.
Oh, excellent. I don't know if I want to give this up now or not.
All right, let's go in the office and we'll take some of your money.
Okay.
And then you can ride off into the sunset.
All right. Sounds good to me.
All right.
When it comes to one-of-a-kind items that are part of the family, there's just no price you can put on it.
What's the most common reason for a car motor to seize? The answer is A, no oil. Without oil, you get too much heat, and everything inside is gonna seize. That's a huge thing when it comes down to motors. You gotta make sure there's oil in the motor. Otherwise, in the future, it's not gonna last. We've been restoring a Cushman scooter that a customer sent us. He actually made the trip out here to see how it came out. Hi, I'm Rick.
Hey, Rick, I'm Darius.
Darius, good to meet you.
I came to Rick's today to pick up my Cushman Highlander scooter with a sidecar. When I first saw this thing on the side of the road, it needed a lot of work. Well, my excitement is to see it resuscitated and brought back to life like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is it was a hodgepodge of parts. Cushman here, Cushman there, different years, and then it had a sidecar, and it was sort of wild. I just want to make sure you understood how bad that was. The last time we talked, I just basically said, how'd you want it to look, you know?
Yeah,
and you said,
on the phone, I gave you
some magic.
Creative control.
This is what I want to do. Since you haven't seen any of it, I'm going to let these two guys go and get it, and then I'm going to wait right here, and I want to see your face.
All
I want
right,
to see
right
how you look. I want to see how you react,
don't get
okay?
This bad boy.
All right. One of the most rewarding aspects of the restoration business is seeing the joy and happiness in the customer's face after we bring these projects back to life. There it is.
The same thing.
You
love it?
Check it out.
You've gone to a new level, Rick. Wow. When Rick revealed my scooter to me, I was blown away. He exceeded my expectations. I would have been happy if he met them. He exceeded them. Tell me what you did to it.
What didn't I touch on this thing? We got to hot ride it, so we gave the bike itself, the Cushman itself, the exact Cushman look. But when I went over the sidecar, we gave the sidecar more of a hot rod look with the flames.
I would have never chosen this combination, and which is why I'm so happy I gave you creative control, because it just looks amazing.
All this was all sheet metal bent over. It had rivets all through here that all got welded all up, all fixed and everything, so it's all one piece now.
Amazing.
Remember the insides of this was just a big, so we went to put the tuck and roll inside here.
The handlebars.
We did all the chrome, right? The handlebars were all welded, mm-hmm. It was all messed up. So we went and ground those all out, made this look like handlebars again.
When I spoke to Rick, I didn't tell him what I wanted, because I didn't know. I told him what I didn't want. And when I saw it for the first time, he nailed it. He knew what I wanted, and he did it, and he did it right.
You like
it? This experience has just been tremendous, and to walk away with this, I couldn't be happier. Thanks again.
You bet. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go in the office. I'll take care of the paperwork. You can figure out how we're going to send that home.
I'll drive it.
So I'm headed out to buy these pedal cars. It's such a good deal. It's a great price for a lot of pedal cars that we need.
Hey.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Go get some pedal cars, man.
You sold them all?
Well, I got leads, but dude, I have to make this deal. We have to get these things. It's a smoking deal for all these, and if we just let it sit there, somebody else is gonna get them. We don't want that.
Pedal cars are a great deal, but at the same time, they're gonna sit. They're not gonna make us money quick. I totally understand that Ron thinks that this is a great deal, but until he shows me that he has some of them sold, he is not gonna make this deal.
But they're gonna make us more money if they're here in our hands, ready to go, than if I don't have them at all.
Sell a couple of them, then we can go.
Rick, all of a sudden, has become from this awesome, go buy everything, sell everything, to just a tightwad. You're gonna lose out on them. And then what are you gonna do? Somebody else makes money and not you. I'm not gonna call him brother anymore. I'm gonna call him Buzzkill Brother, because he just ruins my day sometimes.